Every great hostess should have a few of her own traditions, and one of mine is my annual viewing of When Harry Met Sally, because to me, that is the true start of fall in New York City. Welcome to Having People Over, my 30-day series all about hosting, gathering, and building community at any budget to celebrate my upcoming book, Having People Over. Now, as with any gathering, I started by thoroughly cleaning and preparing my apartment, including small things like putting on a playlist, lighting some candles, setting out a pitcher of water and some glasses. And for the appetizers, I actually made all of my classics, tuna white bean dip, fried olives, blistered shishito peppers, truffle parm popcorn, because I recorded a video with all of my go-to app recipes, which I will be sharing soon. For the signature beverage, which will also be in the recipe video, I wanted fall vibes, so I made a homemade spiced cider that I could use as the base of an apple cider spritz. And of course, there was an equally delicious alcoholic and non-alcoholic version available, because remember that no guest's experience should ever be diminished in your home just because they happen to not drink alcohol. The guests started arriving, which was of course the best day of Mona's life, because one thing about Mona is that everyone is her best friend. And for the actual meal itself, we actually just did a DIY baked potato station, which is one of my favorite fall go-tos, because not only is it cozy and delicious and everyone loves it, it is so easy on the hostess. You literally just bake the potatoes and then everyone serves themselves. It's also very easy to accommodate different dietary considerations, like one of my guests was vegetarian and that was no problem. And even the cleanup is super minimal. It's always a hit. Baked potato bar, don't think about it, just do it. For the dessert, as always, my guests were very generous. They made and brought so many delicious things. We had chocolate chip cookies, a pumpkin spice cake with cream cheese frosting. One of my friends got these delicious little cakes from one of my favorite bakeries. It was a feast. And then we all just tucked in and enjoyed the perfect movie to start the fall.